The latest study by some British researchers shows that giving up alcohol in January can carry through to later months, even as late as August. Dr. David O'Gurk is with the Temple University School of Medicine. He says people who take part in Dry January activities are interested in changing their lifestyles, and that might be part of the success.
It is really an opportunity to check yourself and look at some of the habits or behaviors that you're engaging in and questioning perhaps why and to what end you're utilizing alcohol or utilizing anything in that matter.
There's also evidence linking alcohol to cancer.
Damage to the liver, inflammation within the stomach and the esophagus, it can certainly raise the blood pressure to longer-term complications from drinking in terms of things like cirrhosis as well as development of cancer.
The American Society of Clinical Oncology says alcohol is a proven cause of many cancers and that that information is routinely ignored by most of the medical community. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.